brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is, of course, the first day of June 2009, already into the halfway point of the year. Not technically, but already into the sixth month of the year. I guess coming up on the 15th half of this year would have elapsed. Absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. 2009 is already getting long in the tooth. Okay, we had Jesse Ventura on about a week and a half ago, but I wanted to get him on for a full hour so we could pick his brain about a host of issues and get his political perspective on a lot of things that are happening, and also try to nudge him along in the 1776 direction with the information we have. We've already influenced him quite a bit, and he is influential and gets a lot of face time on mainstream television, and so it's always great to have Jesse Ventura on the show. That is coming up in about 2.5 hours from now. He'll be with us for 1 hour, and we'll open the phones up and take a few calls as well. We'll have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You know, I tried to look for it this morning, but I only had about 5 minutes to look. I was so busy. But at about 7:30 this morning, I spent a few minutes looking for it and couldn't find it. I got up to learn what we already knew was going to happen. It happened. Bankruptcy for the once biggest corporation in the world, General Motors. But we traded that in for Slave Martin Google. And I spent about 5-10 minutes looking for the countless radio shows I did, and I got attacked for it, saying General Motors will be bankrupt within 2 years. Started saying it 2 years ago. And that was because I'd seen a lot of different business reports and government documents and globalist plans to bankrupt General Motors and then use it as a tool of federal control in the U.S. That is the remains of it, the skeleton of it, to menace like some walking dead zombie the people as a government vehicle, the husk of what it formerly was. And that the rest of it would be moved to Brazil and China. In fact, Bob Chapman was one of my sources for that, saying that 2 years ago. In fact, that's, we can dig up his newsletter. And then, but the issue is we got attacked a lot for that. And now it is bankrupt by design. But then we'll have people email us and call us and say, oh no, it's bankrupt, but not by design. And then as they publicly see it move to Brazil and China, they will deny we ever said it was going to be moved to Brazil and China. So the $30 billion bailout money, that's going to be to move it offshore and then to ship in these toasters with wheels, these little cardboard boxes that buzz around at 45 miles an hour and are so much more dangerous than regular cars. This is government taking over everything. But it's not socialism. The media keeps saying, oh, we're Marxist-Leninist now. No, we're not. Private, corporate, Gordon Gekko, fictional types, who are really people like Ted Turner and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and George Soros, are using the envelope of government to give them cachet and power to carry out their looting operations. Can you imagine what Gordon Gekko of Wall Street fame, what Charlie Sheen would do if he had an army of regulators and SWAT teams to back him up? Speaking of SWAT teams, the full story with a whole bunch of eyewitnesses in the police report is now out from Oklahoma attacking the paramedics. It was worse than we originally said. The paramedics didn't touch the God Kings. The police were choking them with pleasure. Just out of the clear blue, totally psychopathic. This is tyranny.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here are the headlines that will be detailed today in the next 3 hours, 52 minutes. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joins us for a full hour coming up later in the transmission. General Motors files for bankruptcy. We were laughed at 2.5 years ago detailing that. Now it's mainstream news. The globalists bragged in multiple publications, we need to repost those articles we wrote years ago, that they plan to butcher the main industries of the United States. Oh, yes, NAFTA and GATT were going to be great for America. You're now seeing the aftermath of it by design. The very same crew that engineered it all are now saying, set up a bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes to, private families, to the Gores and others, and that you will have milk and honey. And when things are only worse 10 years from now, remember, they always create a bigger crisis, offer a solution, the public stumbles forward and goes along with it. Even if we don't go along with it, they still enforce it. This is rogue global criminal government. General Motors files for bankruptcy on the heels of Chrysler. Geithner tells China its dollar assets are safe. This out of Reuters as the entire world moves away from the dollar, all by design. But as the Federal Reserve has said many times the last 5 years, they want a slow implosion, a slow death of the United States. so they can slowly consolidate the wealth and so you don't riot. And that's not just me saying that. That's Bloomberg Financial Today. Zolik warns stimulus sugar high won't stem unemployment. World Bank President Robert Zolik warned policymakers that fiscal stimulus plans are insufficient to turn around the real economy, and rising joblessness threatens to set off political unrest across the globe. The paramilitary forces stand by to suppress the public while the transference of liberty to absolute tyranny is effected. Stand by for a complete enslavement unless you resist. Stand by. Stand by. Pravda crows, American capitalism gone with a whimper. This is not capitalism. This is not socialism taking over America. This is piracy. When a group of pirates pulled up along your cargo ship and robs you, it's not socialism or communism or fascism. It's rule of the gun-ism. But while you're busy arguing about left and right and Sotomayor and the rest of them, while we're busy playing racial politics, the New World Order is crushing us, no matter what color you are. It must be said that, like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed against the backdrop of passive, hapless sheeple. Ah, they're using our terms at Pravda now. Pravda. Excuse me, dear reader, I meant people. True, the situation has been well prepared and off for the past century, especially the past 20 years, and it goes into this. On the heels of these type reports, here's the Wall Street Journal. This is a deception. Lawmakers bill taxpayers for TVs, cameras, Lexuses. And it's true that the average House member gets five times what the average Social Security payer gets out of government that we supposedly paid in, that all immediately goes offshore to come back and buy off our local politicians and buy up infrastructure. And it's true that the senators get even more than that. And it's true they're corrupt and exempt themselves from most laws and don't read the bills they sign that are written by lobbyists. And it's true they're a group of criminals and it's all a big joke to them. It's all true. And it's true that the exact same scandals going on in England with the Parliament, with houses and cars and credit cards and fancy nightly dinners and golf club memberships, country club memberships, but that's all a distraction. The controlled globalist media, owned by the big money-laundering, drug-dealing central banks that have stolen 14 plus trillion in the U.S., over 10 trillion in Europe from their people, that the people have to then pay interest on. Oh, here's all our money, and we'll pay interest on it to give you the private money to come back and buy off our water treatment facilities, our dams, our lakes, our power plants, our police, our cities, our infrastructures, our ports, our corporations. Chrysler given like a nugget, a fat, plump prize with $20 million of bailout money put on it as icing given to Bilderberg-owned Fiat. The plump and juicy wreckage by design of General Motors, commandeered by the federal government, being openly given to Brazil and China, just as the Panama Canal was given as a plump prize, booty, spoils of a captured slave nation, still drunk on fake American flags made in China by slaves and watching football strutting around, jutting out their chest, acting tough, American slave males, stupid slaves that think they're free. You have to free your mind first, Bubba. But you wouldn't do that. So now the physical slavery cometh. Now you and your wives and children will go into bondage to Pharaoh. You one of these slaves, you'll get it. And you're so cowardly and so foolish, you will worship those that enslave you. Because you're cowards. Now, some of you aren't, and it won't be a majority of us that take the Republic back. But know this, the enemy's all in. They've staked their names, their treasure, their blood, their future, their families, everything on bringing in a total tyranny worldwide, a new world order. and childlike delusions about this country aren't going to change that. Only a full commitment of your blood, your name, your treasure, your family, your energy. That is the only thing that'll meet this threat. And if you like the humiliation of slavery, then choose. But forget that you were our countrymen. And please don't call us the enemies of the Republic and the traitors, you dimwits. So what are they doing in England and the United States? They're talking about congressmen that get a $75,000 Lexus with government money. Or they'll talk about some congressman who was over the post office and stole $100,000 worth of stamps. Petty thieves. How about the trillions? The Congress is just a collection of little prostitutes who sell out to the biggest dollar signs with a few good men and women mixed in, rendered helpless and neutralized by the criminal gang that run the committee chairmanships. And so the establishment wants to further discredit Congress and further have them off balance, fighting for their political lives to do whatever they're told by the banker takeover masters. The people that control Obama and the Republican leadership as well are telling the congressman, you do what we say when we say, or that mistress you had 25 years ago comes out. You do what we say when we say, or that boyfriend you had 10 years ago comes out. You do what we say when we say, or we'll talk about that questionable campaign contribution you took when you were first running for office and didn't know the rules. You've seen the congressman we've burned. You do what we say when we say. You do everything you're told. You pass the Cyberbullying Act ending free speech as it's known. Or your life is over politically. You appropriate the new trillions for the foreign offshore banks and the tens of billions to put a nice little package and bow and gift market, a little gift card to Brazil and China with General Motors. You do what you're told now and you jump when we say jump, or we'll burn every one of you. Any of you that have got a mustard stain on your tie, any of you that have got a crooked toenail, any of you whose wives or husbands have been involved in any form of corruption, because the feds themselves have written laws where everything's illegal, where everyone's a criminal, where no one can follow the laws. Believe me, I've looked at many of them. There's no way to follow the tax code the way it's written. There's no way to follow real estate law the way it's written. There's no way to run for dog catcher the way the laws are written and not break the law. I ran for state rep for 1 week. When I saw what a dirty business it was and how impossible it was, I dropped out immediately. And so while the public is busy looking at the thieves stealing pennies, they won't look at the big masters that hold the chains that are around the necks of these bloated, decadent, cross-eyed attack dogs that we know as the Congress. And this Sotomayor, I mean, give me a break. I've been looking at her record. She always votes against free speech with newspapers, you name it, student free speech. She always votes. Yeah, there was one case with a fire department where the top scores were by whites, and she ruled they all be fired and people with lower test scores be hired. She openly believes no one should be able to own firearms in federal appellate court rulings. Those are all on record. And, of course, she said a Latina woman is better than a white person. She's on record. It's what she said. And we're meant to debate it and discuss it and all fight with each other all day. That's what the liberal poverty pimps always do. They're the racists. They're the people that deal in race and tribalism and divide and conquer. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Iranian officials defuse bomb in plane toilet. What's that really about? Well, it dovetails with this out of Reuters. Iranian official blames U.S. in deadly mosque bombing. And the big news of the day, cybersecurity is framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. An absolute tyranny. First, I'll take your phone calls, though. When we get back, Then I'll break all this and a lot more down. Very important broadcast today, and I am fired up and ready out of the gates.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's a war being waged by the state, itself owned by a private crime syndicate, against free humanity. They wage war through their pharmaceuticals, the poisons in the water and the air, the government seizing people's children by over a million poor souls a year here in the United States alone. It's the same system worldwide. They wage war through their monetary system against us. They wage war by brainwashing the public. They wage war by attacking the family and turning children against their parents in the public schools. They wage war on you a million different ways and then teach you to worship them and to love tyranny. Warrantless wiretaps is tyranny. Children being trained to tattle on their parents is tyranny. The people being disarmed is tyranny. Our criminal government launching illegal wars without Congress declaring war is tyranny. The cashless society control grid is tyranny. The paramilitary police tasering old ladies and then laughing about it is tyranny. The police in Oklahoma attacking paramedics. We now have the police report and the eyewitness reports. It's now confirmed it's exactly what the video originally appeared. The ambulance wouldn't get out of the police car's way. It couldn't. It had cars in front of it. So the police went around on the shoulder and then later chased the ambulance down after they'd gone to their call, got them out, put the EMP in a headlock, ran around the side, opened it up. The other one got out of the back who was tending to the sick woman, physically attacked him. The EMT took the physical attack and is now being charged. They're saying they're about to charge him for assaulting the cops. A nutcase cop pulls him out, begins shoving him and choking him. He is smart enough, knowing he'd probably get killed, to sit there and take it. And the cops have to say, no, we're always right. We're God in front of everyone. And see, they're going to get crazier and crazier. And like Nero, you know, burning Rome and fiddling while he does it, laughing about it. It turns out this cop, you know, his daddy's a big judge in the town. And turns out he doesn't like ambulances and has a long history of this. And they're going to say, that's the way it is. We're charging you, boy. And so the insanity continues. And the good police are discredited because the system protects the crazy bad ones. And the good cops leave the force and tyranny accelerates. And then corruption accelerates because no part of the criminal system can report on or stop any other part of the criminal system. And the very worst in society get in control. And the big government PR firms brainwash the public that it's all good. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And then offshore banks come in and rob and carpetbag and steal everything. And society collapses. And we become like North Korea or Mexico. We become like Guatemala. We become like Vietnam. We become like Cambodia. We become like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other nations where a tiny corrupt elite with a paramilitary force rules over the mass of poor, pathetic slaves with no future for your children, no honor, no decency, no rule of law, rule of the Napoleonic strongman, rule of the king rat, rule of tyranny. That is the system that we now live in. This is the country that we have become. The whole world is being managed and administered by the very same group of technocrats. That's why we have all the same government programs with the exact same names or similar, from Australia to England to Canada to the United States to Western Europe, and now under globalization, they say you get the IMF and World Bank fiat currency and liquidity and loans if you adopt and standardize. And we are now under a global tyranny by a group of eugenicist technocrats who believe they are God and who believe that they are engineering society for the betterment of themselves and their progeny, the ultimate control freaks. And so all the major corporations are going to go bankrupt. The government is going to come in and take control of the bankruptcies and hand what's left of it to the corporate raiders that captain the global ship of state known as the New World Order. And a great new dark age of depravity and oppression and humiliation and bondage is upon us. The cage doors are slamming shut. The global cashless society is going into place with a worldwide cybersecurity grid. We'll take your calls and then get into all the news, as I mentioned, on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones. We are fighting the new dark age.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, we're down, but we're not out.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
And if we just get focused, get educated on the facts, and take action and expose these criminals, and point out that despite all their titles and all their finery, they're nothing but scallywag trash. We can turn this around. If we don't, it's going to get bad. The globalists are clearly setting up and planning hot war here in the United States, hot purges. They know there's so much liberty and freedom left here that it's going to take a lot of intimidation and a lot of killing. And a lot of you out there that serve the system are going to find out you're not pets of the New World Order. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go quickly to your calls. So please have your questions and comments ready. We appreciate you calling. Birdman in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Alex, how you doing?
Good, Birdman.
Great, I really appreciate your program so much. If you give me a couple of relaxed minutes, I want to ask you if I can tell people about my old punk band, 1984.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about your punk band.
Well, from 81 to 85, that's all we ever sung about was everything that you guys talk about. And I would like to get someone to put overdub some of your voices on some blank tracks from your programs to scream about the same thing. It's myspace.com/ You spell it out, it's 1984. And I'll send them some blank tracks, and we'll let them know about it.
Well, there's a lot of people getting the word out through music, and that's why the establishment is moving in with an attempt to suppress liberty and freedom, and they're admitting they spy on everybody now to create a chilling effect. We just have to throw caution to the wind and take action.
Now, in 1913, they stopped gold backed currency. Would you say that America hasn't existed since then, and everything that's happened and built upon since that time is a perversion?
Well, to be clear, we were still on somewhat of a gold-backed currency in 1913. They did the same year give us a 1% income tax, and then they slowly ratcheted that up. By the early 1950s, it was 10 to 15% depending on your tax bracket. So the country was built without the income tax. They always say, we need the income tax. It all goes to interest, to offshore private banks. But by the 70s, they did take us off the gold and silver standard. Up until that time, you could go in, reportedly, and get your Federal Reserve notes turned in for legal tender currency, actual metal, silver or gold. But they phased that out. Now, there were periods in there where you couldn't own gold, though. Like 1933, they declared the War Powers Act, and we officially, publicly, went under federal reorganization martial law. Just like Europe later went into receivership under the Marshall Plan. Well, we went under a similar Marshall Plan to the Private Bank of England through the Federal Reserve, and everyone had to turn their gold in for half price, and they were given paper back. Technically, it's cloth, cotton, but we call it paper, the script or dollars, dollar bills, and the different denominations thereof. And what happened there was then the private bankers gave themselves our gold publicly. Now, a lot of Americans weren't total brainwashed slaves, so they held on to their gold, and a few years later, gold doubled in prices. And then people that had buried their gold ended up doing quite nicely. But around half the public, depending on which study you look at, did turn in their gold. Most people turned in a little bit. But the paramilitary police would drop by and take you to jail if they knew you had gold and didn't turn it in. So I appreciate your call, Birdman. That's the freedom of America to our beloved Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Let's talk to Tex in Texas. Tex, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
Hi.
I'm an old man, and I'm a longtime listener to your show, and I've learned a lot from you and your staff. Alex, I've been studying the Illuminati, New World Order crowd, whatever they want to call themselves, for over 50 years, actually 60 years. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay. At first, I was confused. Why did rich men want to destroy the system that allowed them to accumulate their wealth? In the 1950s, it was a fellow over in Florida who put it together for me with his Don Bell reports. I don't know if you're familiar with Don Bell.
I am vaguely familiar, yes.
But he had quite a following in Texas at one time. And I put you and Tex Mars right up there with Don. And that's the highest praise you can get out of my household.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm flattered, Tex.
You got me identified. Tex Mars knows who I am, by the way. He's sort of a friend. You got to bear in mind, this praise comes from an old Aggie, and I was hammered all my life that nothing good can come out of Austin. And you two proved me wrong. Unfortunately, I can count on my fingers the number of people who believe me. And bear in mind, I'm not an ostrich. People who know me know where I stand and what I'm warning them about.
Well, a lot of them have had the fight taken out of them. They've been mesmerized by entertainment and the culture because things were so good. I mean, we know this happens historically. When you have plenty, people become decadent. And the point you started out with, why would rich men want to destroy a system that made them rich? Because they openly write and say that this free market system would produce competition for them in the future, and they want it all sewed up. So they want something more like Mexico with a tiny elite class over a bunch of slaves. And unfortunately, that's now what is happening here.
I agree with you. You know, I'm a man of very meager means and limited abilities, but I have learned to connect the dots. I do not consider myself an expert, but I know what I know because I've had good teachers. And that's why I called you. I've got two dots that I need help on, if you could help me.
Sure.
If they are connected. The first dot is that I'm familiar with H.G. Wells, and I know you are, his 1930s essay, The Shape of Things to Come, in which he predicted with great accuracy World War II, and that this would be the Illuminati's second attempt at a world government. Then he went on in this essay to embellish Albert Pike's original plan made in the 1800s.
That 1877.
Okay, I knew your mind.
The three world wars all planned out exactly as the last two have happened, the next to be in the Middle East.
Right. Well, he said specifically that it would come out of Basra. And I don't know if you're aware that the English made a movie of that essay.
Yes.
An old black and white movie. It was made before World War II. My second dot is a few weeks ago you had Steve Quayle. I really wasn't that familiar with his work, but I resonate with it. His absolute Christian perspective of what's going on. He said, kind of cryptically on your show, that he had one more piece of information that would indicate to him that the globalists were ready to drop the hammer and start the bloody phase of their plan and programming. And I was wondering if, off the air, did he tell you what he was talking about? And if you're at liberty to say what it is. Are these two dots connected, I guess, is my question.
Well, it's all connected, and I appreciate your call. I've had a lot of discussions with Steve off air, and I'll have to think about the second dot before I answer it, because Steve was specifically talking about the roundups, the martial law takeover, and he said that he hadn't gotten that last dot to go on air and say this is definitely it. He was saying it was probably either a dry run or this could be it. And that's what we said day one. We said either they're going for broke with this fear-mongering or this is a dry run. And then they came out weeks later and said, yes, this is a beta test. We believe the next big one's coming. And they're all getting ready for forced inoculations and martial law, according to CNN, Fox News, the Associated Press. So they certainly are testing their federalization, testing their takeover. Going back to H.G. Wells, for those that don't know, he was a Fabian socialist in the model of Cecil Rhodes. Sir Cecil Rhodes, who was just a corporate frontman publicly for the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the British/German royal family. And he wrote the essay, The New World Order, in 1936. He wrote Things to Come, or The Shape of Things to Come, the book, and then it was made into a movie, which is excellent even today, that came out, what was it, 1938? You're right, the book was in 33. Going from memory here, but folks can look that up. In fact, the great part about having my crew, even before we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, coming up here in about an hour and 15 minutes, they can Google stuff for me so I can talk while they Google. Will you guys turn my big screen on in here? And search engine, H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come, so I can get your publishing date on that. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Doesn't matter why I obsess on little points like that, but I want to get the year right. I guess it does matter. One must train the brain to always be exactly accurate. The Shape of Things to Come, 1933. Okay. I was right. 1933 and 36 for the New World Order. And then I believe the movie, H.G. Wells' Things to Come, was 38, but click on that and we'll see if I'm right there. I'm always testing my memory to try to keep it sharp. Things that comes under it. Okay, I digress. The point is, he was an open, admitted one-world government pusher. And he believed in Darwinism and in social Darwinism. Now, you can believe in Darwinism and not believe in social Darwinism. I'm not getting into a debate about those two things here, all these hot-button issues. See, I realize when I say a term, people out there are all pre-programmed to then either shut their minds or open their minds or to go through a pre-designated thought processes. Let's have open minds here. I'm just stating what they believe. Then you can decide whether you agree with them or not. And I would make that decision morally, but also about where are you in that perspective. You may be a control freak. You may think you're powerful and cool and God's gift to the planet and have all the answers and everybody else is an idiot. You're arrogant, conceited, which I found actually narrows vision and intellect. But whatever, a lot of people are drunk on delusions of grandeur. The issue is if you're going to support social Darwinism, you should at least know that you're not part of the elite and you're being targeted. See, that's one of the biggest tricks of the social Darwinist is that they make it sound reasonable. And they put you in the position of being one of the controllers. They say, hey, if you were king of the world, what would you do? And then, oh, well, of course, I would make the hard decision of exterminating the majority of people because most folks are dumb and stupid or fat or lazy or, you know, don't care about things and don't want to be informed. And so why should they be here consuming the earth and hurting the environment? Well, let me give you a news flash. You, number one, are seen as scum by the elite. 99.9% of you. That's A. B, you're only given part of the eugenics view, the public view of positive and negative eugenics. And I don't have time to do a treatise on this, so go look it up yourselves. For those that don't know what it is. That has nothing to do with eugenics. Real eugenics is about dumbing down the mass and targeting those that would be intelligent and targeting them for extinction. This is a control freak system of scorched earth and salting the earth. You know, they don't come to conquer with this scientific dictatorship. They want to conquer us physically and economically to get the grid in. That's only phase one, to roll in and kill us deader than hammers. You understand that, good old boys and people that think they're rich and people that think they're part of the establishment? You are not part of the establishment. Stop thinking you are. The globalists write books and publications and white papers laughing at you, fools, how you've been co-opted. That's the first thing one of these globalists or wannabe globalists does is they talk about, oh, the elite like you, Alex, and the elite understand you, Alex, and you could be one of us. That's all you ever hear out of their mouths. It's a load of bull, and they're usually buying it themselves. Rothkopf's wrong with his article about his book, Superclass, in the Washington Post. It's saying, yeah, there's a world government. Yeah, it's a tyranny, but it's for your best interest. And 6,000 of us run it. Just like the writer for the Financial Times of London says, yeah, there's a tyrannical world government, but it's for your best interest. And they have thousands of academics come out and endorse it. Those academics aren't part of it. Now, I'll tell you, somebody like Pianca is really dangerous. Because he says openly, I'm not worthy to live. I need to die, and so does my family. So that only a super elite humanoid, you know, super Homo sapiens sapien can go on. You know, at the top there, I am prepared to kill myself. I am prepared for the great oneness that will come. Don't worry, soon it will be here with us. Soon we'll have the control grid in place to release the great plague that will cleanse us, cleanse the earth of our wicked parasitic species. I mean, go read the white papers. All these arrogant, haughty, wannabe children of wealthy families, of billionaires, who think everything's a joke and laugh at all the pain in the world, you are going to be skinned alive by the New World Order. I hope you understand that. You're going to be impaled on the spikes that you sat there and laughed at others being impaled on it. This is the ultimate evil, the ultimate tyranny, the ultimate scientific dictatorship. Wrought in the furnaces of Hades. Loosed on the planet. If you knew history, you would know that death and destruction and misery and pain is the norm. It is the ether in which we swim. And rare liberty is such an unbelievably precious thing. And it's always paid for in rivers of blood. But you aren't even willing to speak out or stand up or be laughed at to fight for liberty or freedom. So you will be usurped. You will be overrun. You will be conquered. You will be put in chains. You will be killed. And you'll be so drugged and mind controlled, you will love your captors as you're torn limb from limb.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I kind of went into a rant about H.G. Wells. That's the thing. I mean, he didn't just write the foundation of what we know as modern science fiction. He admitted that the Eloi and the Morlocks, that was an analogy of the global elite, evolutionary, super-intelligent, man-eating, that basically keeps small farms of Eloi that they physically eat on plantations. That's the analogy of what the elites do to us and how we're mindless and, you know, running around in our loincloths like savages being fed on by them. But he wrote nonfiction books about things to come. We'll all have implantable chips. Everything will be one-child policies, eugenics. The majority of the public would have already been culled. And he said there'll be a lot of beautiful, young, gallant people that'll die fighting the New World Order. And he's very sad that most of us have to be killed. You see, he was coming along right at the height of eugenics, right at the height of what is the foundation of what we live in today. The one-child policies, the tyranny, the control freaks, the, quote, social welfare net that is a net. It is a slave grid. It is a domestication grid. And, you know, pigs or sheep or cows, they don't know when they're out on the pasture on the back 40 that they're going to be slaughtered, that they're being bred for slaughter. A horse, when it's lived a long life of service to you, pulling the plow or whatever, it doesn't know when you decide to get rid of it when it's old. And its teeth have fallen out, that you're loading it onto a trailer, taking it to have it rendered into dog food. And the elite talk about us like that. They say, you know, the people rebelling against us is as ridiculous as sheep rebelling against the practice of eating sheep. Mutton. They say once their control grid's in place, and that's what I want to get into. I asked Paul Watson before he went to China. Paul Watson likes to travel once a year. He's going to China, his second visit there. And he'll be reporting on the North Korea situation from China for us with reports, killing multiple birds with one stone. But Steve Watson is minding the fort at InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. As is Kurt Nimmo and Aaron Dykes and others. But cybersecurity is framework for total government regulation and control of our lives. I want to go over that after I continue with calls. Justin, Tori, Alex, Rick disagreed. He just hung up or I would have gone to him. Issa, John, and many others. So that is coming up. Before I end this hour, I really do want to encourage listeners to visit the Secure Online Video Bookstore for all the great videos and books that we carry, that I've produced, but also the best videos and books I've found out there, bar none, that are available at InfoWars.com, not to mention all the Patriot T-shirts. I was wearing on the beach down at the Texas coast this weekend my favorite shirt we've had made, the Minuteman, that says Live Free or Die on it, and people kept asking, what's Live Free or Die mean? I said, it's what America means. And some people would, you'd see cop types walking with their wives, and they'd see it and get actually scared. My wife's like, wow, that guy acted scared of your shirt. Well, because you see the high and tight haircut, and the guy's in good shape. He's been taught I'm probably a mad killer for wearing it. I mean, folks, I should have had a hidden camera. People just, especially the cops and military people, they thought they'd seen a ghost with that Minuteman on my shirt. Because to them, that Minuteman, everything America stands for, is like the devil. And I guess liberty is somewhat of a ghost. So they had seen a ghost of a Minuteman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.